I'm Bishop Julius Trumbull of the United Methodist Church, the Iowa Annual Conference. Prior to being elected bishop, I served as a local pastor. My ministry began in my home city of Chicago, on the south side of Chicago. I know what it is to live in a community where violence is not unusual. I know what it is to visit families who've been victims of gun violence. I know what it is to go to the juvenile detention home and the county jail and to visit young men who've been caught up in accidental gun shootings or been part of gun shootings that have resulted in violence and loss of life. Recently, the CNBC referred to it as the Sandy Hook effect. When a mass shooting of innocent children and adults is followed by a spike in gun sales, Jesus challenged his disciples, as recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, to be peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers, those who seek a more peaceful way to live. In a country with 300 million plus firearms, it is even hard now to find Christian pacifists, the persons who unapologetically call themselves pacifists. It's difficult to find enough people who are opposed to the proliferation of guns and the idolatrous, extraneous interpretations of the Second Amendment. We live in a country where today there are food deserts in urban and rural neighborhoods, meaning that some people live in communities where they don't have a grocery store where they can get food. They have to travel great distances. We have food deserts in this country, and yet we have easy access to guns almost in every neighborhood, community, and town in America. As people of faith, we must declare our belief in our weapon-free communities. Licensing and registration, background checks, and a ban on all sales of assault weapons in some circles is being touted as radical and restrictive. But we must be willing to unapologetically speak out and say, enough is enough. Saying guns don't kill people, people kill people, is like saying cigarettes don't cause cancer, smoking does. Acts of horrendous violence should never become an acceptable occurrence in any community. The NRA, the National Rifle Association, and gun manufacturers should not hold our elected officials hostage to inaction when the vast majority of Americans are calling for a more excellent way forward. May God, who is love, magnify our voices for the sake of common sense solutions and end gun violence.